This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're but a couple of days away from opening day Thursday at Globe Life Field. Whataburger opening day. We will be there. And do you think we should tell them?
And the Rangers will play a game against the Boston Red Sox.
But who else is going to be with us to do the show?
Oh, to do the show? Probably Ruben. Alec will be back here in studio. So
what?
Unless he wants to go.
Anybody else?
Oh, our friend Derek Holland has said he will join us for opening day.
What?
Yeah, that's right. He also said he was like, what time do I need to be there? Because I want to get a workout in. So, okay. Hey, dude, you seen that guy's body? That's a temple for him. He's got to make sure it gets all the physical things it needs.
So Derek Holland will be with us in center field on Thursday for opening day, your home of the Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. And with that in mind, I had another Rangers question / topic for you. Do you believe the 2025 Texas Rangers could outslug the 2023 squad?
Okay, tell me, are we going strictly on slugging percentage?
We are not, okay. But I will give you all of those numbers to compare.
I don't have to write these down.
Yeah, last year's are going to kind of bum you out a little bit. All right, 2023 home runs. That was the year they won the World Series, Alec. This is just for the regular season, though. 2023, 233 home runs.
And that was a group that I feel like Semien had a high number, Seager had a high number, Adolis had a high number, and then everybody else was like, hey, we can do this too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, 176 home runs. I do believe that is a drop of 57 home runs.
Okay. And that, again, Seager had pretty much the same numbers. Everybody else fell off.
Yeah, that is true. Now, slugging percentage. 2023, 452. Last year, 380. So that's a pretty steep drop off. Now, this one's going to sting a lot. 2023, OPS, 790.
All right, there, Kevin, we always have new listeners. What is OPS?
So it's on base plus slugging. For a lot of people, OPS is essentially replaced batting average as the primary statistic.
Because it factors in power.
Yes. Yeah. And so Luis Arraez will get jobbed on that. Back in the day, Tony Gwynn and Ichiro, modern baseball might be like, you're not a useful player.
Luis Arraez hit a bomb yesterday.
And so it can be misleading at times, but OPS, if you get to 800 as a player, you're like, hey, you're doing a heck of a job. Good for you. If you can get above 900, you very well could be in the MVP conversation. So think about this. The team average in 2023 was 790. Last year, it's going to be tough. 686. You drop more than 100 points. So you look at it. You drop 57 home runs, 72 points in slugging, which obviously eats up a big part of that on base plus slugging, and you're down 104 points from that. So, which also means, not that it's strictly about power, that also means your on base percentage dropped a whole lot as well. So, drop. So, my question for y'all is, whether it's a resurgent Marcus Semien, whether it's a Wyatt Langford that's going to extrapolate September out into the entire season, or whether it is Berger and Peterson bringing a huge power dynamic to this lineup, do you see the potential for the Rangers to be back at or perhaps even exceed 2023?
So I'm looking back at that 23 team, and Nathaniel Lowe had 17 home runs that year and a 414 slug. I think that's the... Nope. Jankowski had a 357, something like that. Other than that, Nate Lowe was the lowest slugging percentage guy on the team. Now, again, let's go back. Nate Lowe became a better defensive player because he worked very hard at it whenever he got to Texas. He had some important hits, maybe one of the most important at-bats that we've seen in the ALCS-2 against the Houston Astros, where it was like 56 pitches he saw. But he couldn't hit a fastball. And last year he struggled with that too. So that now he's gone, you've replaced it with Berger, who you presume is going to go 17, is probably going to hit 20 or that, 13 more home runs.
That's going to be a disappointment if Jake Berger hits 17 home runs.
Yeah, if he hits, I'm presuming he's going to hit 13 more.
Yes.
Also in that lineup, you had Mitch Garver.
Yeah.
Mitch Garver was fantastic for you. He had a 500 slug. That's quality. But he put together 19 home runs in a smaller amount of plate appearances. I think he only had like 350, something like that, plate appearances. So what you replace that with in your DH is Jock Peterson, who had a really good year last year. You didn't have Mitch Garver last year. You were rotating Wyatt Langford was your DH part of the season. You're trying to figure all that out. And the Rangers said, no, we need a bat there. Like, we need a real legitimate bat there. So, Kevin, yes, if Josh Jung is back and healthy, if Corey Seager just rolls out there and does what Corey Seager does, and Semien has his up year, because we've been talking about that for about over a year now. I've seen people start to catch on to this.
Started out his career.
Yeah, if he has one of those up years, I see this team being back in that range of hitting 200 and something home runs, which that was amazing, and being in that 790 OPS area. Because again, look at the names they had in 23 and then who they were missing or who fell off in 24 or who didn't have another career year, and then look at what they're looking forward to this year. I think so.
And there could be room for compromise in this still being a damn good team. Because when I run through all of that, keep in mind, in 2023, the Rangers led the American League in batting average, walks, home runs, that was a tie, RBIs, on-base percentage, slugging percentage. So essentially, like, every offensive category you can think of. So, Alec, when I say 233 for home runs and an OPS of 790, I'm like, hey, if we end up at 220 home runs and 775 OPS, that still feels like you're rolling.
Looking back at that World Series lineup, I don't think I ever appreciated in the moment, and even after they won, how really special that lineup was, because some of those numbers are jarring just compared to what we're used to seeing with the typical Rangers lineup over the past decade or so. You don't get those kind of flashy numbers that are leading all of the majors or at the top of all of the majors. It's hard because I want to put my expectations there. I absolutely do, and I think they can. I think on paper this is absolutely a better lineup and a more powerful lineup. And what I love about Chris Young, not only does he make all of the moves, he makes the moves that make the most sense, right? Whenever you say, what do we suck at as a lineup? Hitting the fastball. So we get rid of a player or two that isn't so good at hitting the fastball and hasn't shown any real progress in that, and we add two guys who are known fastball hitters. And not only that, they're sluggers. They're going to hit the ball out of the park in Jake Berger and Jock Peterson. You saw it last night. You're going to see it plenty throughout the season if they can stay healthy and stay in rhythm. So I think any expectation is fair at this point. It seems like a cop-out answer, but any expectation that you're willing to put on this lineup, as high or as low as it is, I think is fine. Because you haven't seen the chemistry yet. I understand that if you don't want to believe, but I think you have a proven history of some real sluggers on this team, and I think that they can match those numbers from 23.
Now, I want to go to Jake Berger specifically, since you were talking about him. What do you think? Because I know you kind of insinuated 30 home runs. What do you think is a good prediction total for his home runs and RBIs this year?
So I am in that 30, and I mean 25 is really a really good number.
Yes.
So I'll be in the 27 RBIs, depending on where he hits. 70, 85.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put him at 27 and 85. So that really does depend on, again, where he's in the lineup, because this team capable of clearing bases at any point.
And I'm glad that you said that, because the most RBIs that Jake Berger has ever had in a season is 80.
Okay.
So in 2023, he had 80, yet the over-under is 84 and a half.
All right.
And that, like, obviously, obviously some of that goes to the credit of people thinking that there's going to be a heck of a lineup happening right there. And then his over-under for home runs, 25 and a half. And so those are some hefty power numbers. And at least with the RBIs, it feels like they're definitely thinking, hey, the rest of this lineup is really going to help him out with some of these RBI potentials. So I wanted to throw that out there. And since we were talking about it.
Yeah, that's that should be good. Kevin, I was just looking back, though, at that 23 season. And I think every single person, I just saw it on the Twitch. I saw it on the YouTube as well. Every single person is in the, I just hope Adolis gets back on track.
Yeah.
Because if he's back on track, this team is dangerous. Because we know what Corey is. Semien is going to provide you opportunities. But if Adolis is there, that is a power bat that everybody envies having in their roster. Everybody's like, dadgummit, those guys got that guy super cheap. And he's really good at what he does. But he wasn't the same guy last year. He's an RBI machine if you know when they're there. Hit 39 home runs and 107 RBI that year. And Kevin,
that's incredible.
His slugging was 508. Corey Seager was on an MVP. Yeah. Like, he should have been MVP, okay? Ohtani got lucky and got it that year because he does two things. Hey, look, dude, a bunch of kids out there playing high school baseball pitch and also hit too. But Adolis Garcia was at 508. Corey Seager was at 623 that year.
Incredible.
That's how good Corey was compared to Adolis. And Adolis was having a fire season. He had an 836 OPS. Just him. Just him getting back on track, Kevin, vaults this team into that category again. And now with the additions, and I think Jock's going to do very well with this club. It seems like him and Boach have the right connection, and he's going to be happy playing here.
I love the follow-up on this quote from Bruce Bochy. He said, you know what? I think this team could potentially outslug the team in 2023. And then he says, I think that's a true statement. And I don't know why, but Bruce, that feels like
it feel good.
Brings even more credibility to it. He's like, I think we could do that. And then doubles down. I think that's a true statement.
That's as true as a beautiful sunset in a sweet Texas sky.
See? That feels like something that's going to happen. Or I'm going to buy a Jeep Grand Cherokee. I don't know. One of those things feels like it's going to happen based off of what he just said.
Kevin just got, for the first time in his life, the taste for bourbon. He was like, I don't know why, but I feel like I need a bourbon right now.
I need a glass right now.
If somebody brought me a cigar right now, I might smoke it. I don't know.
Kevin's like, I need to fill my garage with some Snap-on tools.
Yes. Like, man, that's, I kind of want you to, I want you to consider doing your Best Buy Windows ad in that voice, because I think it's, you already get a lot of response. I think it's going to make it go up exponentially, because you'll be like, I don't know who this guy is, but I trust him.
Yeah.
He sounds like he knows about my Windows.
You're dead on. If Boach decided his career's done, all he wants to do is voiceover work for, you know, Platinum Chevy and stuff like that, you'd be like, good gosh, all I'm doing is, he would be on TV doing every commercial. He would be the next Matthew McConaughey.
He would.
Everybody would be like, screw Matthew McConaughey, get Boach.
Agreed.
Even if he's more expensive. By the way, I wanted to give a shout out real quick.
Okay.
I know it's Tuesday.
And then we need to do a shout out for the burgers. We're going to go back to that.
But shout out to Jesse in Canton. He's a Tolo that just cut my dad's hair and was losing his mind when he found out that my dad was my dad. So shout out to Jesse and all the people cutting hair out there today.
Now,
except for Alec, he's like, what are you talking about? Nah. You forget? Never mind. Back to you, Kevin.
From the 469, can you guys wish my daughter a happy birthday? She's 8, and she asked yesterday, but I was planning her birthday party, and I forgot to text in.
Hold on. She's 8 today?
She was 8 yesterday.
8 yesterday?
He forgot.
He was planning her birthday party?
Yeah. So he forgot. That would be mean if you made the 8-year-old, hey, get these invitations done. Dude. They're not going to send out themselves.
Lucy is, she's already planning her party. She's been planning it since February.
Man. We got a minute.
June.
Yeah.
That's just, but that's how her mind works. You know, she's immediately like, all right, what's the next event? And so the next one for her is her birthday.
And I didn't get an opportunity to mention this the other day, but I just wanted to shout out Jake Berger and his family once again. Like, we go back a few days to World Down Syndrome Day, and it marked a milestone in their search for a purpose. And so on Friday, the Berger Family Foundation was launched, and it aims to erase the stigma around Down syndrome.
I love it.
We've talked, obviously, quite a good deal about their family and everything like that. But I want him to be great as a baseball player, but it is really cool to see how much they're trying to do to help out the community.
Looks like he's already great as a dad. So
it really does.
I'll take that first, and then we'll see all the rest of the things from there. Part of the community. I like that.
Yes.
Let's go, man.
I'm with you on all of that. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, does Corey have the guts to try that commercial out like that? But also, AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus the greatest story in sports that will happen at all this year, next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan from the 817. All of a sudden, I really want to buy some windows for some reason. That's Best Buy Windows, the power of advertising. The power of Corey Bochy.
Corey Bochy?
That's what I'm going to go with.
I'll accept it.
Do you like that or Bruce Majors?
You know, I'll take Bochy's last name.
Okay. I like it.
It's a weird Bruce.
Yes. That's nice.
Yes, Bruce.
Right now, here with a dental update and probably other things, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, and some people think I was at the dentist yesterday, but I'm here to tell you that Reginald Atatula stole my badge at Zach Rowe's wedding, and he said, you're not going anywhere on Monday, bud.
Oh, man.
Taking my job back.
Wow.
Which he clearly failed at. Because
he didn't do crap while he was here.
Yeah, I had to come back because I heard that he didn't do anything, so I had to come back and, you know, reclaim the throne here.
He didn't do crap while he was here.
Okay, he came in and talked on radio for a minute, but he mostly let Eric talk.
Oh, man.
And Carter.
Nice. How nice. He's such a giving guy. Giving people airtime. Look at that.
What do you think about the group we put together of me, Corey, Carter, Reggie, and Eric for that segment?
That is the wildest combo that I did not expect to happen in 2025, but was I mad at it when I listened to it? No, not at all. Good. I was not mad at it. It was actually kind of fun. But again, I was like, huh, maybe they put me under at the dentist and I didn't realize it because this feels like a fever dream. But no, Reggie was here. That was cool.
And
I was not.
Aniston. I got you.
All right. Yeah, we got the question of the day. 877-881-1053. But more importantly than that, we'll get to that in a second. Daniel Cormier had one of the best pieces of audio I've ever heard over the weekend. And it's tied into the best sports story of 2025.
I like Daniel Cormier a lot.
It's taking the throne as best sports story already. I don't care what else happens. The Rangers could win the World Series again.
What?
That would be 1B. This story gives all people like me hope. We'll get to that in a little bit. The question of the day today, Twitch and YouTube, I want to hear from you as well. I tried something out yesterday that I just never got around to trying. And I think it changed my life. I did the grocery drive-up pickup at Target.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because I waste way too much time at grocery stores, and I get to looking and browsing, and I end up buying a bunch of stuff I don't need. So I was like, how can I save time?
Okay, I can see that.
And how can I save money at the same time? Ordering everything I know I need and nothing more, and then picking it up because they've already bagged it. It's already been paid for. They put it in the car. I drive away. Life is good. I did that.
question.
Yes.
Because my wife loves this as well. How do we feel? How comfortable are you with the substitutions that they put in? Because that might be the only thing is sometimes they're like, oh, well, we didn't have this one thing, so we gave you an approximation. And you're like, that's not what I wanted.
Well, two parts to that. One, it might be beginner's luck. They had everything I asked for.
Oh, great.
And two, I did not put a substitution option for anything. Nice. So I was just like, if you don't have it, forget about it. I don't need it that bad. I only need it to live, but that's cool. You know, so I just said I'll make it up as I go if you don't have it, because then I don't want you to give me the super fancy organic option of something that I asked for and it's $8 more. I don't need that. I don't need all that. I don't need you screwing me over in that way. So I tried that out and I don't think I'm ever going to go back.
Wow.
When it comes to grocery shopping, obviously like shopping for clothes and stuff, I'm going to go in store. If I need to run into Target for some deodorant or something, I'm not doing drive up just for one or two things. But
do you think that guy would think you were a jerk?
Oh, absolutely.
Did drive up deodorant.
Yes. Well, and I get, you do that, Corey?
I do not. My wife does.
Oh.
So Adrian does all of our shopping. And though she wanted to boycott Target at some point,
that tracks.
I feel like she was like, well, this is actually going to be more difficult than I thought. And so I was like, all right, yeah, that's what I told you. We've been doing that drive up for quite some time. And it's awesome because you just pull up, they throw. What would be even better is if I just had some sort of system where I just back into the garage and it just goes directly into the pantry. You know, I could just, that would be even better.
That would be awesome.
But we've been doing that for a while. We have two Targets in Plano. One Target is we call it the little Target. And then there's the super Target on the west side of Plano.
Okay, can we pause real quick? Similar situation, except we have the regular Target that we'll go to, or what my wife calls surprise Target, because one time I turned a different direction. He goes, oh, are we going to Target still? And I was like, yeah, it's a different one. She goes, ooh, surprise. Target.
So big Target is where we get our groceries. Little Target is where we get all the other stuff, you know? And Saturday, she said, can you pick up my order for me at Target after you get done at the gym? And I was like, yeah, sure. And I was expecting something important. Eyeliner. She could have literally gone in and gotten eyeliner, and she was like, nope, had to order it from the pickup. That being said, because I'm with you, man. Sunday morning trying to shop is impossible. It's long. You're in there for a long time. You don't need stuff. But the every time now that I do go into Target, I always see a Tolo. And I'm like, should I do this more, or should I just, you know, I just let Adrian do her thing and we get our, but that's the way to do it, dude. They just bring it to your car.
And exactly.
Thank you, PJ Washington. I'm with you though, Kevin, on the, do I even like the item, or do you want to kill the item altogether? But most of the time they do pretty good.
So the question of the day is going to be, what is an innovation that you were just super late to, but you have to use it all the time now? Because that's it. For me, I can't, because it was yesterday that I did this. You know, it was a Monday evening, so I think I picked up around like 6:30 p.m. And he even gave me a notification. He was like, this location is typically very busy at this time, so bear with us. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go walk around amongst all those people and fight over some bagels. I don't want to do that. I don't feel like doing that on a Monday. I got to go back to work in the morning. I don't need a black eye over some pastries. That's not going to be fun. So
it'd be a fun story.
It would be great. It's content. Everything is content. But I don't think I can go back now when it comes to the giant grocery haul for the week. All of my food, I'm just going to say, do the work for me. There's no surcharge there, at least at that store. I know there is at some other places, but this is just lovely.
You know, I think for me, it was the map app on your phone, because I definitely, and my mom still does this, maybe this is where I got it, would print out directions from like MapQuest or whatever, instead of just getting the app on my phone. I am not good at directions. And so now, obviously, I use it all the freaking time. I would never get to a lot of places that we need to go if not for that map app.
I mean, 903, I hate grocery pickup. It's wrong so much of the time. But if you understand that, then you can accept it.
Well,
can't
do it.
That's the part of me where I'm just like, it's going to happen occasionally. I'm going to be without, you know, whatever for this time. For me, I think it's texting. I was very late to adopt texting. Kevin,
I remember
Kevin's
that.
The reason I started texting, and now I can't stop texting. I probably text too much. And But I remember one day I was like, Kevin, I tried calling you and you did not pick up. And he goes, just text me. And I was like, it's 10 cents per text. I'm pretty sure it's like $100 per letter. And he was like, then get a plan. And I was like, what are you talking about? And now that the plans are what they are, like it's so much easier because the unlimited part of it. But
did I make the threat to you that I would text you so much that it would you would have to get a plan to make it cheaper? Because that sounds like something that yes. I did at the time.
Yes. Man. And so it was because of that that I adopted it. But I was very late to the text game. And that was all, but that was also still before keyboards. Like it was the keypad, and you had to type three times to get to the letter A, you know?
Okay.
So,
yeah, my first two or three phones were track phones. So they were minutes based. And I had to use my weekly allowances to buy minutes cards. And sometimes I would be dumb and, you know, use some of those minutes to download a game to play on the phone. And then boom, I can't text anyone for another week. You know, and that's problematic when your parents are trying to pick you up from school.
I did want to, like, multiple people are saying this too. You also know, Alec, that they'll deliver to your house, right?
Yeah, but I don't have that kind of a bankroll yet.
That is.
How much more is it?
That's what Jess does because we do Walmart Plus. And it was one of those things where she talked fast and just convinced me of it. And she was like, yeah, it's
hey,
only...
do you want to make a $25 donation?
Yeah, yes, it's exactly the same. And she was like, we could just get groceries delivered here all of the time. And I was like, all right.
I don't know how much more it is to get the groceries delivered, but I'm all about it. During COVID, we did a lot more of that.
And that makes sense.
But like now I'm like, hey, it's awesome that they're just sitting on our porch and we only have to carry it into the house.
Let's see, from the 817, taking the toll road when I'm running late to an event. Yeah, caught on to that late. I told the story a million times. Me and the late, great Ted Nichols Payne were like, toll roads are stupid. I already pay to, you know, own a car in 14 different ways. Why would I pay to drive on a road? Like, come on. But then there was one time I had to go out to Frisco to, I think it might have been for Cowboys Crosstalk. And I was like, I am really late. But then the toll road, it was like, you'll be there 15 minutes early. And I'm like, huh, cool. I'm doing that.
So I see the appeal of that. And that is absolutely a great idea. I think it was just pure agitation that led me to the toll roads sometimes. It was like, I was okay on time, but we're never gonna move, or it felt like we were never gonna move, and it was making me upset. And so I was like, hey, let's just do that. And that's why I can't stand when there's traffic on toll roads. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
From the 817 Apple Pay, that's a good one. It's something that I use it for online stuff. I don't use it in store or anything, but like whenever you're checking out on your phone, you're ordering some new merchandise or something. It says Apple Pay. You just tap that. It scans your face. You pick what card you want to use, and boom, you're done. It's already got all of your billing info saved, your shipping address. It's beautiful. I love that for whenever I'm buying clothes and stuff online. That is awesome. From the 865, flushable wipes. Dry TP, no good.
Okay.
Do you trust those?
I don't.
Okay.
It's because of my plumber. He told me a long time ago not to flush flushable wipes. Oh. And Kevin, do you trust
Michael Talbot is an awesome plumber.
So that when he told me to, I said, whatever that guy says,
I trust him.
He's the reason that my daughter can't take sparkly bath bomb baths anymore because he was like, yeah, those can ruin your pipes. And I was I don't need any pipes being ruined around this house. So sorry, Lucy, you're just going to take a regular bath, regular cold water bath like the rest of us.
Yeah, take that, child. Dang. Keep those coming in.
That does feel kind of harsh when you put it that way.
877-881-1053. The innovation that you got to a little bit late, but you can't go back. I saw multiple people text in Bluetooth and specifically the Bluetooth headphones. Shout out to Kevin Hagelin for that one.
I get that for sure.
Yeah, that one's a game changer, especially like whenever you're just trying to be productive in quite literally any way. The cables get in the way.
Yeah, they do. And they take away some of my motivation. Like, especially if I was going to be on the bike, I was like, oh, those cords are going to get in the way. Can't go to the gym today.
817, cooling seats in the car.
Oh, I'm so jealous of people that have those.
I am too. Whoa. Heated seats are great. Like, yes. It's nice to have it. They're a little too warm for my butt sometimes, but that's fine. But the cooling seat, I don't have it, but I've been in cars that do.
Mm-hmm.
And it is awesome in Texas to have something like that. Adrienne, I found out recently in her glove box, you can turn it on a cool setting and keep food and drinks cold in the glove box.
That sounds fancy as hell.
I love that.
It's kind of a fancy car, and it's too expensive.
Okay.
She knows.
So have you guys heard of the name Lucas Bird?
I have not.
No.
He just won the NCAA championship in wrestling at...
Oh, yes!
At 5'5", 133 pounds. Mighty Mouse right there. Well, it turns out he's already famous, and not because of his wrestling, because of his girlfriend on TikTok. They have a shared page where they make their little TikTok trends together. His girlfriend, Ellie Holzman, 6'3", a former volleyball star.
Wow.
And so he wins the championship, right? And Daniel Cormier is on the call. And they're trying, you can hear the play-by-play guy in the back trying to set up the moment and everything after he wins. Cormier was having none of it once he saw his girlfriend.
Hey, look at Bird's girlfriend over there. She's 6'3". Bird's got a 6'3" girlfriend. Look at him. He like 5'5". Volleyball girl over there. They're famous on TikTok. You can't see her head. She's hugging his parents. Lucas Bird.
It wasn't for a lack of trying. He was trying to get to his attack.
Look,
trying
look,
to get
look,
to
look,
his
JB,
offense.
Look. He's begging. He loves her.
Oh,
Ellie.
My gosh. She is so
cool. Love knows no boundaries. Nah, certainly not height, DC.
I think they're wonderful together.
I love how he was trying to set up, like saying the adversity. He's like, look. He's hugging her. The video is even better because it looks like he's running up to like his mom and he's a small child. But yeah, short kings out there. We got hope.
I like it.
We got hope.
Would you date a 6'3 gal?
No.
Oh, man, you kind of undercut that story right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's an ego thing. But hey, if it's going to give me 500,000 TikTok followers like their page has, sure, yes. Make some money off of it. Why not?
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, a bold new all-time quarterback list. Is this right on the money or completely insane? We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We were going to do Gridiron right here, but boy, oh boy, do we have lots of Rangers news. And I want to take you back to the 1040 segment where about an hour later, I feel like most of our predictions have come true. All right. So, Corey, you have a huge information dump for us.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
And I just want to make sure you understand this. If you're looking at Twitter right now and you're seeing the same thing over and over, all the reporters are allowed to start tweeting out information after Chris Young has spoken.
Yes.
That is how this works. So once they're done, everybody's been typing it and they're just getting them out as fast as they can.
And it just sits there. You're waiting for him to finish talking. So yes, absolutely.
So all the reporters that I cover or that I follow are reporting the same things. Chris Young, per Chris Young, Evan Carter will open the season in the minor leagues.
Can you rapid fire these and then we can dive more specifically into them?
Dane Dunning has been outrighted to AAA. Jack Leiter, Kumar Rocker, Ezekiel Duran will all be on the opening day rosters. And Kevin Pillar has made the team. So that's Ezekiel Duran. Yeah, that's a lot to happen all at once. I think the ability to rotate him around, his ability to hit as a right-hander, that's a big important part for him there because he can hit left-handed pitching. So that's an option there. So, again, Kevin Pillar has made the team. Rocker and Leiter are on the big league squad for opening day and will be in the rotation.
Okay.
Ezekiel Duran's up. Evan Carter is down, not opening the season with the big league club.
All right. So there's a whole lot to get right there. By the way, your buddy's here, big fan of the Rangers. How the heck can we watch them? There are a ton of options. Like, if you have DirecTV, they are on DirecTV. They just got picked up by Fubo. They have a ton of digital and over-the-air clearances for this year. Outside of that, you can do Victory Plus. It's $100 for the year. Outside of that, I believe like 13 games are going to be on Channel 33 Friday night home games throughout the season. And so you have a ton of options to watch the Rangers this year. All right. Feels like we should start with Evan Carter. That is the most logical one. That feels like for some folks, the biggest deal. I simply think this is a matter of common sense. I know I said it in the crosstalk with RJ. I will go back to this. And this is firmly what I believe from an improvement perspective. This is the best thing for Evan Carter. It would be different if the Rangers had no expectations this year. Because then you'd be like, who cares? Roll him out there. Let him hit against as many left-handers as you want. Deal with the struggles and just go from there.
This is a win now team.
Exactly. And so you don't have that ability. And so what's the alternative? All right, you put Evan Carter, let's just say eighth. Eighth in the lineup against right-handed pitchers. And then bench him most of the time against left-handed pitchers. Okay, then how's he going to get better against left-handed pitchers? Or you can let him hit, not every day, but like a lot against left-handed pitchers. And you will sink or swim that way. And I don't want to say like you don't care if you win in the minor leagues, but obviously it's nowhere near as imperative as the big club.
The minor leagues are for work.
Yes.
The big leagues are you've worked and you're going to do the work.
Yes.
But you're not, that's the only time you're working on something is spring training. Everything else from there, you better be ready to go.
So this makes all the sense in the world to me. Evan Carter is still super young. I go back to, somebody texted in and I understand this concern that they are worried that Evan Carter might be a flash in the pan. I don't think that.
I don't either.
But I will say, don't you think some of that trends back to the shock of when he was drafted? Like, if Evan Carter would have been drafted and people on MLB Network, instead of saying, who the hell is this kid, would have been like, steal. What a steal from the Texas Rangers. So I think some of that baggage, which I don't believe is fair whatsoever. I think some of that baggage of like, why did he get drafted so high? Who is that? Is part of what people are afraid of. But he's 22. He doesn't turn 23 until the end of August. He could not be on the big club again until 2027.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, that's still a pretty young Major League Baseball player.
Kamar Rocker, 22, right?
Kamar Rocker?
Yeah.
I think he's like 25.
25? Okay. Yeah. So in like 3 years, Evan Carter will be... Kamar Rocker's just now making the big league club.
Yes.
So like we were discussing this earlier on the part of, hey, maybe it's something in the mind he needs to work out. Maybe it is a physical thing. Maybe whatever the back thing was, the ablation that he was dealing with, he got it removed. Maybe it was messing with him enough to where now his whole swing has to be, altered just a little bit. I still think he has an understanding of the strike zone, but something's not there right now. And he's going to have to mentally toughen up. Like, that's a reality for the big leagues. He got here and he did some special stuff. Nobody had a clue who he was, though. And I stick to that. Nobody knew what he was at the time. And so now when guys are getting tougher, they figured you out, they've got some tape on you and they know what you're looking for and what you're not. You got to figure out how to toughen up and get past that.
And you want Evan Carter to get better for that sake. From a strictly financial point of view, you want Evan Carter to be good because he costs nothing for the next 5 years. Or like relatively speaking, if he turns into a good player, if he turns into a really good player, he turns into a starter, he turns into a star, you're going to be getting a deal at every step of the way. Like this year, he makes $800,000. Okay, well, for minor leaguer, you're like, ooh, that's a lot. But if he turned out to be an everyday player, unbelievable. Same thing next year. Then you move into arbitration, but not until 2027. You're going to be getting good deals on this kid for five more years. And so obviously you want him to be better for that.
I think the big like factor is because Wyatt Lankford has arrived.
Yes.
Everybody wanted to see, all right, our outfield is now taken care of. Like we've thrust these guys into here. They're ready for it.
I'm guilty of
that. We're the luckiest team that we have two 20-something year old dudes that are going to be here in the outfield forever.
Yeah.
And they're the next face of the franchise. And I'm not blaming you, Kevin, but you definitely are the reason.
That's fair.
But I think that's where a lot of us got excited about that. I was too.
Yeah.
But if he's not ready, then they're doing the right thing. Like Chris Young and Bochy are doing the right thing by making the decision. It's a tough decision. Bochy said it would be.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult conversation, but you have to have it with the player when the results aren't there.
And I believe Evan Carter is 9 months younger than Wyatt Lankford.
Okay.
Because what you got to remember, obviously Wyatt Lankford went through a lot of college baseball. Evan Carter, none. So that's the big difference right there. All right.
Can I roll this out against the Royals today? Today's the 25th?
That is correct.
Simeon leading off. Wyatt Lankford, Jake Berger hitting third. That's because Seager's not playing today. Adolis, Pilar, Smith, Heim, Tavares, Duran, and DeGrom on the mound. So whenever whenever your shortstop's back in there,
slide
that shifts
everybody
a little.
Down one, and then Duran's coming off the bench.
Actually, yeah, Berger goes down to where Smith is, I believe. Okay. And that would kind of, maybe even where Pilar is. But that's, dude, that's a good lineup right there. I love it.
So now the next one is Kevin Pilar. Kevin Pilar has made the team, as has Leody. I'll be curious to see how that, I don't know if you're going to call it a platoon situation. I'll be curious to see how that plays out.
He's a starter.
You think Kevin Pilar is going to be the starter ahead of Leody?
I think Leody is one of those guys that had a, hey, all right, prove it last year. And didn't quite prove it. And they're like, okay, all right, we still need to figure out either A, how to get some value out of him, or B, how to get some production out of him. One of those two things. And actually, we need the production before we get the value.
Yeah.
So we got to figure something out there. Pilar has been in a, you know, kind of what you have in the person, in the player, and you know his defense in the outfield can save you at times. He understands hitting in the big leagues, and it might be a good opportunity to force the issue with Tavares a little bit, maybe motivate him a little more to really lock it in. I don't know. It's hard for me to say. I feel like that with Pilar, but it might be smarter of them just to say he's currently until Tavares maybe loses it. They really wanted Evan Carter to push Tavares out.
Yes.
Like ultimately, that's what they wanted. It's not quite there right now, so they have to wait.
I'm going to have to check on this from the 214, but I believe Dane Dunning's salary does still count because he was still signed to the contract and nobody picked him up on waivers. I will say, I get it. I'm biased for Dane Dunning. I think you are too. I think this is a win. Nobody claimed him. He goes back to AAA. I wonder if there could be a possibility that he could pitch his way back into, hey, maybe we will bring you back for a little something here and there, or like a spot start or injury start, if you want to put it that way. And so I think there's a possibility of that. And then Leiter and Rocker, they make the opening day rotation. I realize this is because of injuries with Gray and with Bradford. But it is exciting, right? Like, you're going to be hyped to see those guys pitch several times until a narrative starts to be created. And then you'll be maybe even more excited, hopefully.
If they both throw no hitters in their first appearances, I mean, go ahead and put them in the hall.
Okay. This is hard for me to say because I think Bruce Bochy is the smartest baseball human that I think I've ever met.
True.
It would be irresponsible for Bruce Bochy to leave either Kamar Rocker or Jack Leiter out there to throw a no-hitter, right? Like, that's insane. I don't care if they really have given up no hits. They can't pitch the whole game.
Kevin, I think you're right. I think they would be smart and just say, we're trying to win the game. We're less. I don't know, dude. He is one of those guys, though. If he sees something special, he's rooting for it. That's a great question to ask Boch. I like that question. I think you should ask him, like, in this situation with a young pitcher like that, I think Bochy would be the kind of guy that would be like, well, you know, you gotta make sure you got your pitch count and everything, understand that and where they are, but trying to win a game, I do want to see something special. If he probably wants to see something great happen. He loves greatness.
So a lot of stuff happened there. We can pick that back up in the next segment, but also something that I'm really interested in. What are your top three keys to a successful Texas Rangers season?
And maybe we need to talk about Corey Seager a little bit more.
Oh, no.
I said maybe. Next on The Fan.